This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was thinking about this the other day, that we have sayings, you know, like a stitch in time saves nine. Of course, it probably came from a seamstress or whatever. But we rarely think about what these sayings mean, you know, like where a word comes from, like dote. I used to dote on so-and-so, you know, and some of us know the meaning, but many kids, like, that are, say, under the age of 20, they may not even know what the word means. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. And as I study language and think, it's funny, I'll hear something and it gets me curious now. I go, I wonder where that came from. I wonder how we got to that saying. And part of it is because I notice how language is being taken away from us in many ways, things you can't say. But then it got me thinking about this. Politicians say, and this came up with AOC, if we don't do this, then we're not going to win in the midterms. So the Democrats right now are very afraid of what's going on, but not because the policies and their impact on the American citizenry, but because if Joe Biden continues to let Putin do what he's doing, we're going to lose the midterms. It has nothing to do with Ukrainians on the run, millions of Ukrainians on the run, or, for example, if we don't take off these masks, then we're going to lose the midterms because Americans are upset about it. Not because they don't work, not because the public is endangering our health by wearing them or whatever. All of this is political kabuki theater done for one reason, in order to keep Democrats and other leftist politicians in power and flush with money. It's all they care about, the election, because that's where they get their power and their money. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Let me ask you this. How much more do you need to hear about, to find out, in order to understand that leftists are liars? What more can I tell you? If I were to recant the lies, I will tell you nothing you don't already know. They lied about Russian collusion. They lied about Ukrainian extortion. They lied about Trump and the bimbos. Stormy Daniel was a plant. I could go down the list. They've lied. They lied about Hunter Biden. They lied about Hillary Clinton and her basement server. They lied about Hillary Clinton's role. They lied about the role of the Clinton Foundation with the world in terms of what it's doing. You know, it's a money laundering. It's a racketeering group. They lied about the Biden family and their ties to Russia, Ukraine, and China. They've lied about Hunter Biden and what his actual role is. They've lied about his past. They've lied about every aspect of Hunter Biden's life in order to glamorize it. They've lied about Joe Biden's life. They lied about Joe Biden's education, you know, her PhD, having people think she's a medical doctor or an actual doctor when she's an education doctor, which essentially means she can drive a cab or work in a bodega. No offense against those careers, because they're actually admirable in comparison to what Jill Biden has done. She's ridden the coattails of a dude with dementia that, oh, by the way, they don't want to tell you he's got dementia. They want us to believe that Joe Biden actually won an election, that he has an impossibility, statistically or otherwise, to win. He couldn't beat Trump in 10,000 elections. And I could go on. They lied about how great Barack Obama was and how smart he was and how dreamy he is, and turned a family who never has any relatives around him or real friends into Black Camelot when Barack Obama can't get three relatives to come to his home. They don't like the guy. I mean, I could go on. Lies, 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 and more lies. So let me ask you, how many more revelations do you need for me to tell you that these guys are nothing but vicious, evil liars? What more do you need to hear? I don't think you need to hear very much. I think you're starting to get it. I think you understand that you are up against an opposition who will lie to your face. What else do I need to tell you about Fauci? I played a clip. We're going to play that clip again. I played a clip of Fauci, and you know what he said? He said, the best thing you could possibly do is get a virus because then you're protected from the virus. Here's the clip.
But she's had the flu for 14 days. Should she get a flu shot?
Well, no. If she got the flu for 14 days, she's as protected as anybody can be, because the best vaccination is to get infected yourself.
And
if she really has the flu, she definitely doesn't need a flu vaccine. If she really has the flu,
she should not get it again.
No, she doesn't need it, because it's the most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself.
Does anybody really need to play that clip juxtaposed to what Fauci says today? Oh, by the way, which is true? You want me to answer? You know which is true. What he said before it got political, before he could make money off of the new flu, a.k.a. the Wu flu, the Chinese flu. So he's conveniently changed his mind about the science. The devious, deceptive. Give me some more D words that are mean. I mean, they're all of it. And they'll do it for a buck. They will endanger your life for money and power. You know what Fauci loves? He loves being in front of that camera. He loves making people believe that he's bigger than life, because he's nothing. You know what he is inside of himself? He's a little man. He's a shell of a man. But he's not going to let you think that. He's going to ride this wave. So I ask you, what do you think's going to, if you catch a leftist in a lie, dude, what do you think they're going to do? You think they're going to be, oh, I'm really sorry, Kevin. No, they're going to spin it. They're going to push it back on you. How dare you catch me in a lie? How dare you, man? They're going to Jussie Smollett you. Right now, Joy Reid's got a Jussie Smollett story. She actually asked the FBI to look into her, tweets, this stuff that she said, that she knows she said. She asked the FBI to look into it. Her own company looked into it and said, nope, they're yours. You haven't been hacked. She pulled a Jussie Smollett. She's still spewing her nonsense, her racism, etc., all over the TV, all over the airwaves. Nobody's saying a word. Nobody going after her. Leftists, it's almost like they like getting caught just to see what it feels like. There's a rush that comes from them for lying and getting out of the lie. There has to be. Anyway, this attorney, his name is Todd Callender. He says, I happen to be in the morbidity. I'm going to run out of time, so we'll talk about it when we come back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Self-fulfilling prophecy. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic.
And that is exactly what Democrats do with everything. Why do you think they control the press? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. They control the press. They understood that years ago. While we were, duty, the press is really good. They tell us everything we need to know. They're bombarding us with nothing but fake news narratives. I'm so glad I know this now because I listen to them completely different. I don't listen to the news to get news. I listen to it to see what they want me to believe so I know what to believe otherwise. I bet you do much the same.
I mentioned earlier, I'm going to give you a quote, and we're going to jump around a little bit. It'll be an interesting show this particular hour, but I talked in the first hour about the double standard, but I want to explain the double standard to you in a way that you get it, but here's what I already know. I know you get it. I know you already get it. This is good. We're reinforcing one another, steel sharpening steel, making ourselves into titanium. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we are. We're going to do it. So this is an attorney he says this. His name is Todd Callender. Calendar. It looks like calendar. C-A-L-L-E-N-D-E-R. I happen to be in the morbidity business. I'm the CEO of a large insurance group. Based on what it is, we are seeing the rates right now are excessive mortality of 84% and in excess of every kind of disease at 1,100%. We are expecting a 5,000 or so increase in excess mortality for the year 2022. I'm telling you, I was with friends that have taken the vaccine. I feel for them. They did it because they needed to travel, et cetera. I was with two of my friends took this. No, I take that back. Three of my friends took this vaccine. Maybe four. I couldn't remember if my other friend's wife did. And they're okay. They've survived. But, and one of them's daughter took it. And he begged her not to because he says, you're too young to experience. So he took it because he felt like, you know what? If anything happens to me, I'm at an age where I'll deal with it. But he didn't want his daughter to take it, but she did. But as you look back on this, what are you thinking? I played the Fauci clip of Fauci saying, if you had Wu flu, you don't need. I had Wu flu. Once I got it, my mind went, okay, you got it. You survived it. You're good to go, KJ. You're good to go. But I want to talk about some of the issues surrounding this because around the lies, the media lies, the propaganda that we get. And I want to go with this Hunter Biden thing because this story is going to be a huge deal. And here's what I'm going to guarantee you. Pay attention, people. I'm guaranteeing this. Hunter Biden's business dealings are connected to Joe Biden. They happened because of Joe Biden. Joe Biden knows about it. Now, I remind you, the media told us that Hunter Biden had done nothing wrong. I'm not going to play the clip. I played it earlier. You probably heard it 50,000 times. If you haven't, you need to hear it. But the media said that he had nothing, didn't do anything wrong. Now I want to play clips, and this guy, I don't know his name is John, but here's what they're now saying about Hunter Biden, and we're going to talk about this and other issues in this hour as it relates to the double standard and the blatant in-your-face lying that Democrats will do. And this is all a lesson for whenever you listen to this podcast or if you're listening on live on the radio station, this is a lesson you can come back to at any point. Have your kids, teenage kids, have your employees, let anybody you want listen to this because what you're going to learn is that there is no truth on the left. Let's understand that. There's no truth there. There never will be. Don't fool yourselves. Anyway, here's the guy talking about he's now ready to throw Hunter Biden under the bus, even though they weren't before. And I want to make one other comment. I'm going to do a show where I do nothing except give you the it's going to be the entire, maybe it may be an hour, maybe both hours, but I'm going to explain Hunter Biden, give you his background, his life. We're going to go in depth and we're going to play clips of people covering for Hunter Biden all along the way. Here's a guy that I mentioned who said it's not about Hunter Biden may have done something, but it has nothing to do with Joe.
How significant is this, John?
Well, look, it seems pretty clear that Hunter Biden was trading on his father's name to make a lot of money. He's had a difficult life. But until someone makes a nexus between what Hunter Biden has done and official activities of Vice President Biden or President Biden, it's a not pretty picture. But it's not really of much public import in terms of the policy of the United States or the administration of the government. And the fact that an investigation has been sustained during the Biden administration is an indication that the government is working on this subject. And we'll see what the results are. But so far, There is zero evidence that Vice President Biden or President Biden has done anything wrong in connection with what Hunter Biden's done.
Quite a departure, folks, from what the left were saying a year ago, a couple year and a half ago, 2 years ago. They exonerated Hunter. How dare you accuse him? Now, no, until you make a nexus. It's not a pretty picture, but he says it's not of public import. This is not important unless you can tie Biden to it. Now, what do you think they're doing? There's an investigation. You know what? Congress had to issue an order that said, do not destroy any evidence related to Hunter Biden. What do you think's going on right now? You already know. They are bleach bidding. They are smashing hard drives. They are doing everything they can. Do you think this Justice Department that exonerated Hillary Clinton will be forthcoming and giving us information that implicates Joe Biden for what we already know he is a part of? There is no question, no doubt, no mystery here. Joe Biden helped his crackhead son negotiate deals, and if you follow the money, it's not that difficult to do. You will find out that Hunter Biden paid his dad off. The same thing is true of James Biden. You will find out that James Biden paid his brother off to set up deals and to use the family name. See, it would be one thing if they used the family name. It's a whole other if they used the family name and then they paid Joe. If they got Joe to do their bidding for him. Hey, Joe, why don't you have a meeting to do this, that, and the other? Because what it will mean is Joe Biden is willing to cut deals for people in his family. What about his close circle of friends? You think he cut any deals there? And he doesn't report it on his taxes. He doesn't report it on his financial disclosure forms because he doesn't want you to know he's compromised. And anybody would have to be a fool to believe that Joe Biden's not compromised.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There are challenges at the border. It's the difficulty is when you try to use a health care law to deal with immigration challenges.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra speaking on Capitol Hill. Becerra defending a decision to end a public health rule which has been used to immediately deport many illegal immigrants. At least two people are dead after storms wreaked havoc in the south. The deaths were reported in East Texas and eastern Georgia. Funnel clouds and possible tornadoes hit Alabama and South Carolina. Another storm system will threaten parts of the south again Wednesday, including Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, and Florida. The nation's top oil industry executives are in the hot seat on Capitol Hill. They're briefing Congress on efforts to reduce the price at the pump. This is USA Radio News. Russia is about to experience more sanctions.
The United States, G7 allies, and European Union are imposing more sanctions on Russia for invading Ukraine. Banned are new investments in Russia and blocks on Russia's largest bank. Also, new sanctions on President Putin's adult daughters. It should be noted the Biden administration continues to allow Russia's biggest oil producers to operate, financing Russia's war effort. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
The cost of gas is going down, but still remains unusually high. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is down to $4.16 today. That's 7 cents a gallon lower than a week ago and 17 cents below the peak of $4.33 a gallon last month. Statewide average is below $4 a gallon in 23 states, with Missouri the lowest at $3.71 a gallon. Price in California is down to $5.82 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Before we get back to Hunter Biden, let's talk about another double standard. I talked about double standards in the first hour. We'll call it a double standard. Call it lying to your face. However you want to frame it, the fact is Democrats do it, and they do it for sport. It's fun for them. It's almost like they say, catch me if you can. Ha, 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 ha. Well, Will Smith, he resigned from the Academy after getting his Oscars So White trophy that his wife staged years ago by saying, y'all need to give my husband an award because he, aside from making $20 million a film and being one of the highest paid black actors, by the way, highest paid actors, he wants his trophy. Why do they want the trophy? Because supposedly, get this, the trophy means you make more money. Well, given that most people don't get a trophy, how are they all still making so much money? It's just a trophy. Oh, no, Kevin, it's validation of their art. Okay, look, Will Smith, he may very well be one of the greatest actors of our time. I don't think so. He did a good job in King Richard. Is it Oscar performance? Is it Sidney Poitier performance? I don't know. Be the judge. Think of it as you want. I know when usually when something wins, I always have a different picture that I wish it won. I'm not a purveyor of all things Oscar-y, but I don't think he's the best actor out there, and I don't think he needs a trophy. If it's legit and they vote and they say, you know what, man, we looked at all these films based on these parameters, he won. Congratulations. It's like the Gold Gloves. The Gold Gloves is not speculative. The Gold Gloves looks at every play made in Major League Baseball. It's got a formula to it. And the guy who gets the Gold Glove is the one who has the highest percentage of whatever. You know, in other words, if he feels 99.999% and the other guy feels 99.997, the guy that feels 999 is going to win. That's how you get your Gold Glove. Anyway, they said in the aftermath of the slap, Smith has resigned from the Academy, said in a statement that what he did was inexcusable. But he took his trophy. And he didn't get arrested because that is the double standard. It was black on black crime right in front of your face. They don't even acknowledge that because that's not the narrative. But see, we see it as a double standard. My actions at the 94th Academy Awards presentation were shocking, painful, and inexcusable, Smith said. The list of those I hurt is long and includes Chris, his family, many of my dear friends and loved ones, all of those in attendance, and global audiences at home. Well, lucky for him, not that many people watch it anymore. But you know what's funny? He didn't give the apology to Chris Rock and his family when he was accepting his trophy. I betrayed the trust of the Academy. I deprived other nominees and winners of their opportunity to celebrate. Blah, blah, blah. I'm removing myself. Oh, but I'm going to keep my trophy. He didn't give that back. He's going to keep his trophy. So here's his punishment. He can no longer vote at the Oscars, but he can still be nominated for future Academy Awards, attend future ceremonies, and keep the statue he won. But they're going to review it. Because that's what always happens when you lose your cool and you go slap somebody publicly. You don't go to jail for it. You don't pay a fine. You don't pay restitution. You don't have to, you get to keep your trophy that you didn't have in the first place. Or you could do this. You could do this, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. You could actually behave with decorum. You could say, you know what, I'm not going to slap anybody. Which they have footage of Will saying that you shouldn't use violence as a reaction to things. Given his life, though, I know he's got a tough life because he's a cuckold guy. His wife openly says publicly she can go have sex with whoever she wants, but Will better not. And he better not complain. But she did get him his trophy. So good for him. Way to go, Jada. I'm not even talking about that. What I was talking about was Hunter Biden. The scumbag son of the president, the fake president of the United States, the guy who nobody actually, not that many people voted for, but that we're supposed to be convinced is our president. And he's under fire. But let me tell you something. His dad won't answer questions. We have a clip of him refusing to answer questions. Listen to these reporters try to chase Joe Biden down as he just gives his quick little presser.
I want to thank you all for showing up today. We'll have plenty of time to answer questions about other items other than the jobs report next week. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sir, what about inflation? What about inflation outpacing wages, Mr. President?
Facing criminal charges.
Are the sanctions still working, sir?
So all Biden wanted to speak about is a jobs report. And what are the reporters asking? Oh, do you want to speak about inflation outpacing wages? Another one brought up, you couldn't really hear it, but your criminal charges. Criminal charges against his son. Which, by the way, huge story, because what it means is Hunter Biden is likely compromised. People know. Look, there's no likely. He is compromised. I told you guys before, I said it weeks ago, if not months ago, Putin will play games with Joe Biden over this laptop that they pretended didn't exist. That, oh, we have to verify, it needs to be validated.
50 former Secret Service people and this DOJ people validated that this is a Russian misinformation campaign. And, oh, by the way, they were all liars.
Where are they? Produce them. You know, think about this. What did Obama say? 92% of climate experts say that climate change is real. Produce them. The same way you need to produce the 50 people that said that Hunter Biden was not guilty. The same way Hillary Clinton needs to produce all the world leaders who called her afraid if Donald Trump were to win the presidency. The same way that Joe Biden refers to all the experts that say, here's what you need to do for the vaccination. Are you catching on? I already know you are. You're listening to my program. And then finally, they ask, are the sanctions working? These are legitimate questions. One, inflation outpacing wages. Two, is your son going to be charged criminally? And what is your level of being complicit with him? I want Biden on record again saying, I had nothing to do with it. So what? So we can reveal what? That we know he did. So criminal charges are coming for Hunter. Yeah, I know, Kevin, they're destroying evidence, they're not going to have anything, whatever. Let me tell you something, it isn't going to be what happens here that does it. See, if you're relying on our Department of Justice to do it, it's not going to happen. The same way, if you're relying on our media to actually tell you the truth about Hunter, were you waiting on that? I already told you, the reason why the New York Times finally fessed up is because every other media outlet had the story. They had to go ahead and say, you know what, we lied, we didn't know about, we knew, you know, we're going to change our story. What else did they change the story on? They changed the story on Officer Sicknick. You know, the guy they said who was killed by Tea Party people, Trump supporters, who hit him in the head with a fire extinguisher and then sprayed him with mace. And you know what happened? Old boy dropped from a stroke. Had nothing to do with that. Nothing. These are the same people that told you Jussie Smollett had been beaten down by Trump supporters. These are the same people that told you Trump supporters are out menacing folks. Meanwhile, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Occupy Wall Street, and every other thug group, every union group out there is doing exactly what they said we were doing when we were doing nothing except being good, quality, law-abiding citizens. Democrats lie for sport, and their double standard is so obvious that even they are starting to see it. So, I'm giving you information here that I think is golden. They're going after these guys because they deserve it. Here's Saturday Night Live mocking Jimmy Carter for inflation while here in America they try to cover, today they cover for Biden on inflation.
Inflation is our friend. For example, consider this. In the year 2000, if current trends continue, the average blue-collar annual wage in this country will be $568,000. Think what this inflated world of the future will mean. Most Americans will be millionaires. Everyone will feel like a big shot. Wouldn't you like to own a $4,000 suit and smoke a $75 cigar, drive a $600,000 car? I know I would. But what about people on fixed incomes? They have always been the true victims of inflation. That's why I will present to Congress the Inflation Maintenance Program, whereby the U.S. Treasury will make up any inflation-caused losses through direct tax rebates to the public in cash. Now, you may say, won't that cost a lot of money? Won't that increase the deficit? Sure it will. But so what? We'll just print more money. We have the papers, we have the mints. I can just call up the Bureau of Engraving and say, hi. This is Jimma. Roll off some of them 20s. Print up a couple of thousand sheets of those century notes. Sure, the glut of dollars will cause even more inflation, but who cares? Everybody will be a millionaire.
That was back at a time when SNL mocked whoever was president and whatever stupid thing they were doing. But now, they cover for Biden with inflation. It's all Trump's fault. It's Putin's fault. The dog ate my homework. Pass the buck, Biden.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're talking about the double standard of being a Democrat and how you wake up every morning essentially in conflict with yourself because you can't believe the nonsense of the Democratic Party. You can't believe the nonsense of leftism. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Democrats Lie for Sport. Democrats create problems based on lies, based on misinformation campaigns, and then they want to, mostly, woe is me, woe is me. I'll give you an example. Kaepernick, still begging like a little kid. There was a clip showing Kaepernick throwing a long pass going viral. because he wants to get back into the NFL. It was a throwing session set up by Michigan coach Jim Harbaugh, who had coached Kaepernick in San Francisco. He invited Kaepernick to publicly work out during halftime of the Michigan spring game. And Kaepernick throws a pass, and they're like, oh, he's a genie. He reminds me of a black, half Italian Obama or whatever. I don't know what they're thinking. But publicity stunt. Jim Harbaugh should get Kaepernick. Why are you bringing this black ethnocentric racist to your midst? Remember, Jim Harbaugh, he doesn't like you. He's using you. You are one of the oppressors. What's the lie that Kaepernick sold? Cops are killing black folks. He believed in the hands up, don't shoot. He started an entire revolution around his lie. And now he still wants to get back in the white man's game. Yeah, well, good luck with that. I'm just giving you some of the contradictions. Oh, you want to know what else? Andrew Cuomo, the LoveGov, he's suing the Ethics Commission in order to keep the profits from his book, the book that got him an Emmy Award, the book that he wrote while he was killing old people in New York with the Chinese flu, the Wu flu. The man who was accused of sexually abusing women and intimidating them with his powerful position is now at a point where he's saying, you better take it back or I'll sue. His little brother is threatening to sue CNN and everybody in the food chain, and he will probably win. The Cuomos, I call them Uday and Kuse, will probably get out of this thing unscathed. Some even predict Andrew Cuomo will come back in a new career. Don't be surprised if this dude runs for president in the next four-year cycle. It's unbelievable what's going on in this world. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden is a proven criminal. We all know exactly what this guy did. And here's Grassley, Chuck Grassley. He said that he was making up information about Hunter Biden in the beginning. And here he is explaining what's going on in this whole Hunter Biden saga.
Joining us for more, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, ranking member on the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is very busy this week, and it's great to have you here. I want to read one thing to you from John Turley. This is an op-ed he had in the Hill newspaper. He said that Biden's absolute defense of Hunter leaves media and Justice Department in a muddle, going on to say it's hard to imagine a stronger case for a special counsel. Any effort to investigate Hunter Biden's dealings will lead investigators to encounter repeated references to President Biden and how he might have benefited from those scenes. Absent a special counsel, there is unlikely to be a report on these apparent influence peddling schemes. What would you like to see done here, sir?
Well, if there's going to be a special counsel, I'm going to leave that up to the Attorney General. What I and Senator Johnson have done at this point is bring out the facts and the bank records that prove that there was a close relationship between Hunter Biden, maybe James Biden, and business people in China that have close contacts with the Communist Party and with the military there. And so what's concerning to us, we release all these documents. What's concerning to us is there any sort of blackmail opportunity for China against the United States because of those close working relationships? I say it's concerning. We don't have any records that would prove anything along that line. But when you have people high up in the Chinese government and business community, and you know what they want to do is they want ins in the United States for their own political benefit, then that's concerning. But we can only expose the records that show that $5 million went from people in China to the Bidens, Hunter Biden.
Hunter knew he was in trouble. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. That was Senator Chuck Grassley on the Judiciary Committee. He's one of these guys that's going to say, let's get to the bottom. Now, I didn't like his lingo. Well, I'll let the AG determine if we need a special counsel. We need a special counsel. If there's any time in American history that we need a special counsel, when Hunter Biden, who's made millions of dollars off of Russia, Ukraine, and China, and he implicates his daddy, and you don't want a special Counsel? Here's Hunter Biden himself talking about this when he knew that he was in big trouble and they bailed him out the first time, but he is not going to get away with this time. So here's Hunter Biden scared to death.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling, but my old partner, Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending the calls to Eric. I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ko, the spy chief of China. We started the company that my partner, who was worth $323 billion, founded. It is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing, who was my partner. He was missing since I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the largest LNG port in the world. And I am receiving calls from the Southern District of New York, from the U.S. Attorney himself. My best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me. In a criminal case, and my father, without telling me.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Hunter Biden in his own words. In his own words. Get calls from my father about this report from the New York Times, and my father directs these people to call Eric, his old business partner, Hunter's business partner. Why? Because he doesn't want Hunter talking to the Times. And he talks openly about representing Dr. Patrick Ho, who is the Chinese spy, the guy who runs the Chinese spy operation, and he talks about his other partner who was in partnership with this Chinese spy. Are you kidding? We need a special counsel. It's ridiculous that we aren't even at, that we don't have a special counsel for this. But Joe Biden won't answer questions about it. The media is in full-blown cover-up. The leftists are in full-blown DEFCON 1 trying to figure out how do we keep the lid on this. They have the Department of Justice erasing, trying to get servers, everything offline. But here's what I will tell you. Fear not. The Chinese have it. The Russians have it. The only thing you have to fear with this is very simple. You ready? The Chinese need feckless Biden in office. They have to keep him there. So do the Russians. If Trump gets back in, how do you think that's going to do for them? See, this should be, you would think if we had a nation that cared, a nation that gave a crap, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the people who are running the show, the swamp. They would say, let's get to the bottom of this. We've got war with Ukraine. We've disrupted people all around the world with Joe Biden's unbelievably, unbelievably bad policy decisions. And we got to rectify this. Taiwan is at stake. Ukraine. Maybe Europe. Who knows? We may be preventing World War III. People are starving to death. They can't get medicines. People are dying all around this country, all around the world, because of Biden's policies. But what's worse? What's going to come? What happens if the United States enters into a recession that leads to a Great Depression? We are the largest market in the world. What happens to the world if we fail? Just putting it out there, folks. So I want you to feel the Chinese have this information. I don't know what's going to come out, but I think it's going to work in our favor. But I want to remind you, God told us this is not going to be easy. Has it been so far? It's not easy fighting leftists every single day. But we do. And we will continue. And every one of these is a win. It doesn't seem like it at times, doesn't feel like it, but it's a win.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.